This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, teachers in North Carolina may get their first raise in 6 years.
Any increase for persons across the pay scale, but particularly those at the beginning of the pay scale, is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
The first 11 arrested in Raleigh's Moral Monday protest were found guilty on Wednesday. And Orange County continues to show its backing of marriage equality as two of the county's three towns now have openly gay mayors.
It doesn't even matter that I'm gay. In fact, I had someone, when they heard I was running for mayor, said, Oh, good, we'll have another female mayor.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And at WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina gave the ACC a pair of wins and a couple of upsets in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The men knocked off the number one team in the country last night. And the number 18 women dominated number 15 Nebraska. And
what can you say about Carolina's schizophrenic season?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707 at WCHL, 56 degrees in Chapel Hill, 55 in Carborough, also 55 this morning in Hillsborough. Areas of dense fog this morning. The fog advisory remains in effect until 9 o'clock. Otherwise, a cloudy day with a slight chance of rain and a high of about 70 degrees. So actually, not a bad day, but hard to see this morning. Carolina men's basketball team provided another national shocker last night with an inspiring 79-65 win over the top-ranked Michigan State Spartans on the Michigan State home court. That was in the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Just 9 seconds to go. 79-65. Appling, front court. No good on the layup. And how about them Tar Heels? Carolina comes into East Lansing, Michigan, and knocks off the number one team in the country, 79-65.
That, of course, is Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, with the play-by-play at the end of the game. Carolina winning 79-65. All the details coming up on WCHL Championship Sports. And what a night for Carolina basketball. The women also got a big win, too. North Carolina, that was redundant. I apologize. North Carolina teachers have gone 6 years without a real pay raise. That might change next year. Governor Pat McCrory said Tuesday that he wants to roll out a North Carolina public school teacher pay proposal early in 2014, but didn't get into any specifics. Mary Gunderson, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Coordinator of Teacher Recruitment and Support, said that without an attractive beginning salary to offer, it's been difficult for the district to attract new and qualified teachers.
Any increase for persons across the pay scale, but particularly those at the beginning of the pay scale, is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
North Carolina's teachers are among the lowest paid in the country. District leaders have said in the past that the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system relies heavily on recruiting teachers from outside North Carolina due to a shortage of teachers from right here in our state. The district is forced to compete with other states around the country that offer higher salaries, and often North Carolina comes up short.
We absolutely need a competitive salary, particularly at the base of the pay scale, so that we can attract new people to the profession and be able to retain them as years go by.
McCrory made an obvious statement to the press yesterday after Tuesday's Council of State meeting that the first step is making sure there's room in the budget for teachers' pay increases. Stagnant salaries are just one of the many issues that educators have said threaten the education system in our state. North Carolina lawmakers eliminated salary bonuses for teachers with advanced degrees, and also they did away with teacher tenure. Two incumbents and one newcomer will be sworn into the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education tonight. Shell Brownstein and James Barrett are returning this school board, while Andrew Davidson will take the seat left vacant by Greg McElveen. All three will take the oath of office tonight just before the board elects a new chair and vice chair. The school board will also consider adopting a new technology plan, which focuses on providing all students access to computers both at school and at home. Under this new plan, teachers will shift from print to digital resources. resources in the classroom, and the district will move toward cloud-based computing applications. The school board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lincoln Center on Merritt Mill Road. A Wake County judge found North Carolina NAACP President William Barber and 11 other Moral Monday protesters guilty yesterday of second-degree trespassing and violating building rules while rallying at the state legislature back in April. And that first group that was arrested, District Court Judge Joy Hamilton issued her ruling on Wednesday after a two-day-long trial during which defense lawyers argued that the protesters' actions were protected by the U.S. and state constitutions. The 12 defendants in court this week were among the first of more than 900 people arrested during the weekly Moral Monday peaceful protests against legislation passed by Republican-controlled General Assembly over the summer. Hamilton sentenced the defendants to pay a $100 fine and court costs. The defense gave immediate notice of appeal for the convictions. A handful of protesters have been convicted and are appealing. A few others have been acquitted. Charges against dozens of protesters were dropped after they agreed to perform community service under a deal offered by Wake County prosecutors. A lot of the people arrested, of course, were from right here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. Local governments in Orange County have a legacy of making history with firsts for the LGBTQ community in North Carolina. Liddy Lavelle was sworn in as Carrboro's 23rd mayor on Tuesday night, becoming North Carolina's first openly lesbian mayor. She joins Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, who's openly gay as well. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with the two mayors to get their take on this historic night.
I'm really proud to be an elected official in Orange County, where, frankly, it doesn't even matter that I'm gay. And in fact, I had someone, when they heard I was running for mayor, said, oh good, we'll have another female mayor. You know, they weren't even reality. They were more interested in me being a female.
That's Lavelle. After taking the oath of office, Lavelle's partner, Alicia Stemper, presented her with a purple T-shirt that said, "I'm openly Carrboro" on the back. Carrboro was the first municipality in North Carolina to elect an openly gay mayor, Mike Nelson, in 1995. More than a decade later, Mark Kleinschmidt became Chapel Hill's first openly gay mayor in 2009 and is now serving his third term in office.
As a community, we evaluate folks who ask to be leaders on par with each other. You know, that there isn't a disqualifying element, at least not a kind that you're born with.
Orange County was the first county in North Carolina to elect an openly gay county commissioner. Concerning statewide legislation, elected officials in Orange County overwhelmingly opposed Amendment 1 in 2012, Lavelle explained, and the voters did as well. Of the 100 counties in North Carolina, Orange County was only one of 8 counties to vote against the law that defined marriage solely as a union between a man and a woman. Carrboro has also made strides as the first municipality in the state to grant domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples.
I think even more perhaps than our openly gay mayors is just the fact that we've always been known, you know, not just Carrboro, but Chapel Hill and Orange County in general, for being the first to maybe talk about some ideas that seem kind of far out or seem kind of, you know, like no one's heard of them. And then several years later, the rest of the state then starts to examine them.
Though much has been done for LGBTQ rights within Orange County, Kleinschmidt said there is still work to be done on legislation in North Carolina. He cited examples such as the North Carolina Supreme Court's ban of second parent adoption rights for same-sex couples and that an employee's sexuality can be grounds for firing in North Carolina. Both Lavelle and Kleinschmidt agreed that change begins at the grassroots level, and both said they will remain committed to that during their terms in office. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A proposed light rail that would connect UNC to Durham may interfere with some existing structures around Chapel Hill, including UNC's Findlay Golf Course. The proposed light rail is a 17-mile stretch that would connect UNC hospitals through Duke and downtown Durham all the way to North Carolina Central. Currently, the planned light rail will pass by Findlay Golf Course near holes 3 and 17. Senior Associate Athletic Director at UNC, Willie Scroggs, says they will use the original golf course designer when making any changes.
Right now, we have met met with them. We have also brought in our designer who designed the golf course, the Buzio Golf Design Company, and they have given the light rail project their opinion about what should happen.
The work needed for the golf course, if the light rail is built, will include moving the tee boxes for both holes 3 and 17, along with other work. Srog says the university and the athletic department will not have to pay for the changes.
That would be a cost that would be borne by the project, not the athletic department or the university.
Currently, if the plan is approved by the Federal Transit Administration, they will conduct a two-year environmental impact study. Scrog says ground may not be broken in the light rail project for several years.
You know, I think that you probably won't see any kind of movement or ground being broken to this thing for years, possibly 5 to 8 years before something might happen.
Anticipation around the light rail will allow for the town to plan for what work will need to be done, but until the project is actually underway, we won't know how light rail will impact places like Findlay Golf Course. Scrog says the goal is always to continue to find ways to improve the golf course.
You know, our goal from the athletic department is we don't want to diminish the golf course that we have right now. If anything, we'd like to make it better.
If you'd like more information, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and traffic brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel, Carrboro. Ran north and a little under the weather this morning. We'll tell you that traffic is a little slow in some spots this morning, primarily because of the fog. It is really foggy out there. 15501 south between Manning Drive and Highway 86. Heavy delays this morning. Things moving along very slowly, and moving slowly is actually a good idea today. North Carolina 54 east between 15501 and I-40, moderately slow. And otherwise, traffic is moving along pretty well this morning, but please drive a little extra caution. Maybe give yourself a little extra time because it is really thick out there, hard to see. More on that fog situation coming up right now on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Carmel Carrboro. You looking for a different place to shop? Maybe a unique and local experience. Local stores at Carmel. If you're tired of the same old shopping experience, go there. It's the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays. Shop Carmel Carrboro. It is 56 degrees in Chapel Hill, 55 in Carrboro, 56 in Hillsboro. A dense fog advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. Areas of dense fog early, otherwise cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. High today about 70 degrees. So actually not a bad day after the fog clears away. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies with temperatures holding steady in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, a cloudy day with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, cooler, cloudy, rain, mainly after midnight. Overnight low, middle 40s, and the chance of rain, again, late, 80%. Then on Saturday, much cooler with rain in the forecast, 80% chance of it. High only about 48 degrees. If you're looking ahead to Saturday night and Sunday, well, Saturday night, colder, rain, low in the mid-30s, 80% chance of rain still, and same goes for Sunday. 8 chances out of 10 will get wet, and it's going to be cold on Sunday with the temperatures lingering in the middle 30s. Not much to like about that forecast.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7:19 at WCHL, a sad note to report this morning. Longtime Chapel Hill resident and proprietor of University Inn and the Pines Restaurant, Charles Nottingham, died last Friday at the age of 94. Nottingham died at Carolina Meadows, where he resided. He was a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy and served in World War II. Nottingham and his wife, Bee, who died back in 2002, 11 years ago, enjoyed traveling during their retirement, including places that Charles had seen during the war. A celebration of his life will be held at the Carolina Meadows Auditorium next Monday at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, the family is asking that donations be made to the Employee Appreciation Fund at Carolina Meadows. Charles Nottingham, dead at the age of 94. 7:20 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Ron Stutz. Well, it was an exciting night for Carolina basketball. The Carolina men's basketball team provided another national shocker with an inspired 79-65 win over the top-ranked Michigan State Spartans, and they did it on the Spartans' head court in the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Just 9 seconds to go. 79-65. Appling, front court. No good on the layup. And how about them Tar Heels? Carolina comes into East Lansing, Michigan, and knocks off the number one team in the country, 79-65.
Well said, Jones Angel. Tar Heels improved to 5-2 on the season, while Michigan State lost for the first time. It was clear from the outset that this UNC team that played against Louisville had returned. The energy and intensity was there from the very beginning, while Michigan State seemed to lack the normal fight that a Tom Izzo-coached team usually exudes. It was a furious tempo that favored Carolina. J.P. Tokoto scored a couple of baskets. Marcus Page added another layup to stake Carolina to a 10-4 lead with 15:15 left in the first half clock. With 11:56 to go in the first half, was Carolina up 18-6. After the game was over, UNC head coach Roy Williams said the team was firing on all cylinders.
We were really good. Just tell you, that's exactly the way I felt. We were active. We were disciplined on the offensive end. We were active on the boards. We were aware of what was going on offense, much more so than we have been.
James Michael McAdoo emerged from what seemed to be a slumber to make a couple of baskets of his own last night. Everything seemed to be clicking for the energetic and focused Tar Heels. They were up 28-17 with 7.5 minutes to go in the half. Crowd erupted. Spartans got some momentum and closed within five with less than 5.5 to go in the half. But Kenny Meeks quieted the crowd for a moment with a score inside. Carolina went on a 5-minute scoring drought to end the half that let the game tied at 32-32 as the teams trotted into the locker room. Not good after Carolina was up so much in the first half to go into the locker room with a tie. Well, UNC turned the ball over on four of its last five possessions the first half. Michigan State shot 41% from the floor, Carolina 39%. Marcus Page, scoring leader for the Tar Heels this season, was a mere 1-for-6 in the first half. Second half opened up with both teams finding some offense. Appling struck again for Michigan State with an extremely deep three-pointer to tie it up at 49 with 11:54 to go. After a timeout, Bryce Johnson made a nice move for Carolina to lay the ball into the basket and break that tie. Then J.P. Tokoto got the feed from Marcus Page to keep the momentum on Carolina's side.
Page with the rebound. Bounces it ahead to Tokoto. Watch out, baby. Big right-handed slam.
And Page emerged to swish a three-pointer to push Carolina up 63-52 with less than 6 minutes to go. The clock was really a factor now when Kennedy Meeks scored inside to push the margin all the way to 13. Carolina was on a 16-3 run since the game was tied at 49 points early in the second half. Nate Britt connected on both of his three throws to maintain an 11-point lead. Michigan State amped up the pressure on defense, but the Tar Heels staved it off. Tar Heels connected from the charity stripe when it counted. With 2:40 left, UNC held a 71-61 lead. Harris responded with a three for Michigan State to get that within eight, but there wasn't enough time for the Spartans to claw their way back. UNC continued to make the majority of its free throws down the stretch, and Carolina ended up with an impressive 79-65 win over the number one ranked Michigan State Spartans last night on Michigan State's home court. Strong shooting early and a career night by Carolina women's basketball players. Zelina McDaniel helped the number 18 Tar Heels pass the number 15 Nebraska Cornhuskers in the ACC Big Ten Challenge last night, 75-62. That game played near in Chapel Hill. Cornhuskers came out hot and behind the arc, shooting 4-of-5 in the first 4.5 minutes. Tar Heels were forced to take an early timeout. However, Carolina came out of the break with a 4-0 run to keep the deficit manageable, and then the Heels came out of the under 12-minute timeout with another 4-0 run to bring the game within one at 21-20. UNC held the first lead of the game at 2-0, but took it over again at 24-23 in the middle of a 14-2 run and extended the lead out to 12 before they took the lead into halftime 40-30. Now, McDaniel was outstanding. She shot 7-of-7 from the floor in the first half, 17 points. As a team, the Tar Heels were 53% from the floor in the first half. Huskers also turned over the ball 13 times in the first half compared to just 6 with the Tar Heels. Carolina held its double-digit lead most of the second half. Tar Heels shooting fell off a little in the second half, but the team still finished at 48%. And McDaniel tied her career total with her career high total with 25 points, shooting 11 for 15. She also had 8 rebounds. Alicia Gray scored in double digits also with 14. With that win, Carolina is now 7-2. UNC has 10 days off to prepare for Charleston Southern next on the schedule. That is the Chapel Hill game on December 14th. And Carolina Volleyball is about to embark on its NCAA tournament quest with a 27-4 regular season behind them. Tar Heels are aiming to make some noise nationally. WCHL's Matt Oakes.
The number 15 Tar Heel volleyball team, finishing with a 27-4 overall record, is poised to begin its 2013 NCAA tournament journey with aspirations of making a deep title push. This year marks head coach Joe Segula's 11th NCAA appearance in his 24 years at the helm of Carolina Volleyball. But this year's squad may be his most promising since the 2002 team that made it all the way to the semifinals. Coach Segula says one of the keys to the success of the team is balance.
Well, I think what's really made us a good team this year is balance. Balance in terms of on the court and our success. And as I was mentioning earlier, that we don't rely on one player alone to carry us. We need a number of people to be good.
Coach Segula recently picked up his 700th win of his career. He says milestones like that one only come with exceptional players and great support from the university.
Coaches don't get milestones without all the support of people around them, from the administration here at Carolina to the players who get it done on the court. And you have to have great players to win a lot of matches. And I've been very fortunate. We've recruited some great kids, and kids that really care about the program and want to succeed both academically and athletically.
Tar Heels will now face 17-12 California in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Madison, Wisconsin, Friday night at 6. The winner of that encounter will face the winner of the number 12 Wisconsin-Milwaukee match in the second round on Saturday. California is certainly a familiar opponent for the Tar Heels. It'll be the fourth straight year the Heels and Bears will meet in the NCAA tournament, the third straight opening round match for the two programs. You can read this story, a lot more details, including more from Coach Joe Segula, right here on our website at chapelbro.com. And a final note in sports this morning, Carolina senior soccer star Crystal Dunn has been selected as a semifinalist for the 2013 Missouri Athletic Club's Herman Trophy. Dunn took home last year's trophy in the heels of her incredible performance in guiding the Tar Heels to the national championship. The winners of the Herman Trophy will be announced January 10th. Again, more details on our website, chapelbro.com. If you went to bed last night early, you didn't catch the late game. Carolina men defeated Michigan State, number one team in the country, on Michigan State's home court, 79-65. More on that game now from Art Chansky. I'm Ron Stutz. It's 728.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What can you say about Carolina's schizophrenic season? This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. A great promotion for Saturday night's home game against UNC Greensboro might be to give out manic depression medication to anyone who wants and needs it. Play awful against Holy Cross, lose to Belmont, and beat third-ranked Louisville. Play so bad at UAB that you lose your national ranking, and then stun undefeated and top-ranked Michigan State on its court. You're kidding me. What can you say about a basketball team that has driven us crazy over the first month of the season and driven its teetotaling coach toward the first drink he's ever had in his dadgum life? Miss 26 free throws at home and lose by 4? Lose to a team that shoots 30% from the field? Beat Louisville and Rick Pitino like a drum? Lose to UAB and one of your proteges? Go into the Breslin Center where Sparty hasn't lost to a non-conference game to an unranked opponent since Magic Johnson was in diapers? And beat Tom Izzo for the 7th straight time? Old Roy might not remember exactly what he did between Sunday and Wednesday night, except that he was mad as hell and made everyone's life miserable, especially his players. But whatever it was, Coach, keep it up and we'll just duck when we see you. However many more games you win, we're all dadgum proud and relieved that you have a team of competitors, because shutting up the Izzo in East Lansing is not for the meek or weak at heart. How about the poise of Nate Britt and Kennedy Meeks wiping that smile off his face to play like the man he's becoming? and J.P. Tokido given the minutes because P.J. and Leslie are still on the shelf. He tries to do everything and does most things pretty well, like climb the boards, get out on the break, and shoot the little runner when he gets inside. A couple of Tokido's baskets followed Bryce Johnson's two inside hoops that broke a tie game, and the Tar Heels never looked back. They also never looked behind either, which means they didn't play scared in what should have been a very scary situation. They even made enough free throws to salt away the 14-point win. So for this night at least, it wasn't a Marcus Page one-man team. It was a bunch of kids who took its medicine from an angry parent coach and came back to play one of the greatest games in Carolina history. Now comes more Spartans, 4-4 UNC Greensboro, coached by another ex-Tar Heel, Wes Miller. The way it's going, guess we'll just have to brace ourselves for another loss. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Oh, boy. So right, man, I'm telling you. What a win last night. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather at 7:30. A dense fog advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. Fog is awfully thick out there. Please be careful. Use your headlights. All of that sort of things. It's hard to see. Areas of dense fog early, otherwise cloudy with a 20% chance of rain later on in the day. High today about 70 degrees. So that's what we're looking at here. Actually, a pretty warm day later on, but watch out for the fog.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
With the chill and the snow, CBS's Don Daler is in the middle of it.
Even with these roads plowed, as Minnesotans are very good at doing, unfortunately, it's so cold that they just ice over. Last night, driving here was a little like riding a camel on roller skates. It's only going to get colder.
In Chicago, WBBM-TV's Megan Glaros says this weather system is going to affect a lot of people.
Now the winter storm that has been plaguing us all week shifts direction. Now it focuses on folks from West Texas up through Oklahoma into the Ohio River Valley and up to Pennsylvania in the next couple of days. Snow on the northern extent of the storm, rain to the south, and in between, an ice storm.
In Wisconsin, the cold in recent days has had this effect. The ice fishing season is starting early, with walleye and northern pike biting early as well. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 at WCHL, 56 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's a great day in the southern part of heaven. Both the men and the women with big wins on the basketball court last night. North Carolina teachers have gone a half dozen years without a real pay raise, but that might change next year. Governor Pat McCrory said on Tuesday of this week that he wants to roll out a North Carolina public school teacher pay proposal early in 2014, but didn't get into specifics. Mary Gunderson, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Coordinator of Teacher Recruitment and Support, said that without an attractive beginning salary to offer, it's been really difficult for the district to attract new and highly qualified teachers.
Any increase for persons across the pay scale, but particularly those at the beginning of the pay scale, is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
North Carolina's teachers are among the lowest paid in the country. District leaders have said in the past that the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System relies on recruiting teachers from outside the state due to a shortage of teachers from right here in North Carolina. The district is forced to compete with other states around the country that offer higher salaries, and oftentimes, because of that, they come up short.
We absolutely need a competitive salary, particularly at the base of the pay scale, so that we can attract new people to the profession and be able to retain them as the years go by.
McCrory told reporters after Tuesday's Council of State meeting that the first step is making sure there's room in the budget for teachers' pay increases. Stagnant salaries are just one of the many issues that educators have said threaten the education system here in North Carolina. State lawmakers eliminated salary bonuses for teachers with advanced degrees, and also they did away with teacher tenure. Two incumbents and one newcomer will be sworn in to the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education tonight. Shel Bronstein and James Barrett are returning to the school board. Andrew Davidson will take the seat left empty by Greg McElveen when he decided not to run. All three will take the oath of office tonight just before the board elects a new chair and vice chair. The school board will also consider adopting a new technology plan, which focuses on providing all students access to computers, both at school and at home, Access. There you go. Under the new plan, teachers will shift from print to digital resources in the classroom, and the district will move toward cloud-based computing applications. The school board will meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lincoln Center on Merritt Mill Road. A Wake County judge yesterday found North Carolina NAACP President William Barber and 11 other Moral Monday protesters guilty of second-degree trespassing and violating building rules while rallying at the state legislature. They were arrested back in April, the first group. District Court Judge Joy Hamilton issued her ruling on Wednesday after a two-day trial during which defense lawyers argued that the protesters' actions were protected by both the United States and state constitutions. The 12 defendants in court this week were among the first of more than 900 people who got arrested during the weekly Moral Monday peaceful protest against legislation passed by the Republican-led General Assembly over the summer. Hamilton sentenced the defendants to pay a $100 fine and court costs. The defense gave immediate notice of appeal. A handful of protesters have been convicted and are appealing already, and a few others were acquitted. Charges against dozens of protesters were dropped after they agreed to perform community service under a deal offered by Wake County prosecutors. As you know, a lot of those people arrested lived right here in our community. Local governments in Orange County have a legacy of making history with firsts for the LGBTQ community in North Carolina. Lenny Lavelle was sworn in as Scarborough's 23rd mayor on Tuesday night, becoming North Carolina's first openly lesbian mayor. Of course, you know that Mark Kleinsmith is openly gay. He's the mayor of Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with both mayors to get their take on this historic night.
I'm really proud to be an elected official in Orange County where, frankly, it doesn't even matter that I'm gay. And in fact, I had someone, when they heard I was running for mayor, said, oh good, we'll have another female mayor. You know, they were more interested in me being a female.
That's Lavelle. After taking the oath of office, Lavelle's partner, Alicia Stemper, presented her with a purple t-shirt that said, "I'm openly Scarborough" on the back. Scarborough was the first municipality in North Carolina to elect an openly gay mayor, Mike Nelson, in 1995. More than a decade later, Mark Kleinschmidt became Chapel Hill's first openly gay mayor in 2009 and is now serving his third term in office.
As a community, we evaluate folks who ask to be leaders on par with each other. You know, that there isn't a disqualifying element, at least not a kind that you're born with.
Orange County was the first county in North Carolina to elect an openly gay county commissioner. Concerning statewide legislation, elected officials in Orange County overwhelmingly opposed Amendment 1 in 2012, Lavelle explained, and the voters did as well. Of the 100 counties in North Carolina, Orange County was only one of 8 counties to vote against the law that defined marriage solely as a union between a man and a woman. Scarborough has also made strides as the first municipality in the state to grant domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples.
I think even more perhaps than our openly gay mayors is just the fact that we've always been known, you know, not just Scarborough, but Chapel Hill and Orange County in general, for being the first to maybe talk about some ideas that seem kind of far out or seem kind of, you know, like no one's heard of them. And then several years later, the rest of the state then starts to examine them.
Though much has been done for LGBTQ rights within Orange County, Kleinschmidt said there is still work to be done on legislation in North Carolina. He cited examples such as the North Carolina Supreme Court's ban of second parent adoption rights for same-sex couples and that an employee's sexuality can be grounds for firing in North Carolina. Both Lavelle and Kleinschmidt agreed that change begins at the grassroots level, and both said they will remain committed to that during their terms in office. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:38. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to tell you what's happening at chapelboro.com. Very busy place this morning. That, of course, is WCHL's website. And coming up, commentary on the way from Judge Ron Bogle. It's about problems with drinking among young students on the Carolina campus. That is on the way as well. Everybody in Chapel Hill celebrating this morning. Well, not everybody, but Tar Heel fans celebrating this morning. A big win over Michigan State last night at the Spartans' home court, 79-65. Going into that game, Michigan State was undefeated, ranked number one in the country. with outstanding coach Tom Izzo. But Roy and the boys went in there and got that win, 79-65 last night. Very impressive victory. Here at home, the Carolina women also pulling off a good one. They're ranked number 18 in the country, and they got a win over the number 15 Nebraska Cornhuskers, 75-62, for a great night in Carolina basketball.
Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your go-to place to watch the Tar Heels on TV, home and away. Like Tobacco Road on Facebook for a chance to win tickets to the UNC Duke basketball game. Also watch your favorite NFL team, besides the Panthers, every week for the rest of the pro football season through the Super Bowl. Enjoy made-from-scratch, Southern-inspired, and locally sourced food. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, your new go-to place. At East 54 in Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
This is Martha Jenkins from Kitchen Works in University Mall. The holiday shopping season is a short one this year, so let us help check everyone off your list. We have great deals this season on knives and cookware, and as always, the latest gadgets and hard-to-find gifts. Our greatest advantage is a knowledgeable staff and great personal service. Shop early and shop local this holiday season, and remember to come see us at Kitchen Works in University Mall, where we're open until 9 p.m. Kitchen Works, your everything for the kitchen supplier.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in fine dining restaurants in New York, Boston, and Italy. When I opened Venable, I wanted to bring those flavors with me, but serve them in a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere. That's what makes Venable the perfect lunch spot. Delicious salads, sandwiches, and bistro fare with twists on familiar items, such as our signature chicken pot pie. Visit Venable to taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
Good morning. Morning. It is 56 degrees and very foggy this morning. Please be careful out there. The fog is really thick. In fact, we officially have a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. 741 at WCHL. Before we get to today's commentary, let me take a look at what's happening at chapelboro.com, WCHL's very busy website. And everybody have a hot cup of coffee or a hot cup of tea this morning in honor of Rand Northam, who is here, but feeling a little under the weather and having trouble talking this morning, so passing along these notes about the website. You can relive the upset of last night's ACC Big Ten Challenge, both of them, in fact, men and women, in our news and sports section. Matt Oaks and Rand Northam will recap both those games, both Carolina victories. In our lifestyle section, Jared Rogers writes about the simplicity of being a being, talking about the Duke Center for Living in Farrington. And Zach Godwin reviews the season... Oh, boy. Let me try that again. Rewind. Zach Godwin reviews the seasonal classic, now showing at Deepak, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And in our photo section, check out our latest gallery from the Celebrate Wildlife Gala. We still have the gallery from the PTA Thrift Stops grand opening on Monday and a lot of other photo galleries on there. And chapelbro.com is the place for instantly live streaming on an app for that. In other words, you can listen to WCHL from wherever you are in the world.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You'll hear that again coming up this morning at 8:20 on WCHL or thereabouts. And time now for today's commentary on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ron Bogle. Our colleges and universities are the training ground for the future. But recent arrests, supposedly our best and brightest young people, are a sad reminder that even the work of great universities, with alcohol overriding intellect and character, cannot prevent the destructive effects of the drug of choice of young America. Extreme examples of personal misconduct, to be sure. But across the nation, lives are being lost or destroyed on campuses daily in less dramatic ways by alcohol abuse. The report of the National Commission on Substance Abuse at Colleges and Universities concludes that drinking to get drunk is the biggest substance abuse problem on the nation's campuses. Sadly, many arriving college freshmen are well-seasoned drinkers long before they reach the college campus. It's estimated that over 3 million teens are alcoholics, and several million more have drinking problems they can't manage on their own. It's ironic. We raise our children and send them off to be educated, preparing them for the future, only to have their futures lost or corrupted by alcohol. We owe it to young people to break the destructive cycle of underage drinking before more promising lives are lost. Contrary to Madison Avenue advertising, life is not about drinking alcohol or getting drunk. And it's time we demonstrate this in word and deed that teens will understand. This is Ron Bogle.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This weekend at Diamonds Direct, an incredible three-day earring-only event. All earrings in the store on sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Special prices on every pair of earrings. Classic diamond stud earrings. Stunning diamond hoop earrings. Sterling silver earrings. Pearl earrings. Earrings with diamonds and pearls. Or diamonds and sapphires. Emeralds and rubies. This is the perfect holiday gift for women. You can't go wrong with a nice pair of earrings. And you can't beat these prices. Our selection of earrings has never been greater. Literally thousands of pairs of gorgeous earrings on sale. Fabulous designer earrings straight from the fashion runway. Teardrop earrings. Cluster earrings. Chandelier earrings. Halo, martini, and dangling earrings. Earrings with precious and sumptuous stones. All colors. It's amazing. And they're all on sale. This weekend only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plus, during this event, we have same-as-cash financing for 15 months on any pair of earrings. Free gift wrapping, too. The three-day holiday earring event. This weekend only at Diamonds Direct on Glenwood beside Crabtree Valley Mall.
With the holidays fast approaching, I'd like to suggest a perfect gift for anyone on your list, and that's a gift card from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you've heard me talking about the group's restaurants for a while. You got 411 West, Squids, Spanky's in Chapel Hill, Mez Contemporary Mexican, Page Road Grill in the RTP. Don't forget about 518 West in Raleigh. Solve your holiday dilemmas. Grab a gift card for a loved one, a business associate, or a coworker. It'll be very, very much appreciated and will definitely be used. Getting a gift card is so easy. Either go to one of their locations and pick one up or do your shopping online visiting ChapelHillRestaurantGroup.com, choosing a link to any of their locations. And if you haven't booked a site for your office Christmas party, call them today. Or if you want to keep the party at your home or office, their full-service catering department can handle any size group and menu choices. Simple hors d'oeuvres to full-scale dinners. Visit ChapelHillRestaurantGroup.com and let them take the hassle out of the holidays.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com. to learn more.
One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Central Dermatology Center treats cancers where it is important to conserve tissue and high-risk areas such as the ears, face, hands, and feet. Mohs micrographic surgery is a highly effective technique and can be covered by most insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. Dr. Beth Goldstein has been specializing in Mohs surgery since 2008. If you're concerned about a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center. Find out more at centralderm.net.
Good morning. It is 7:48 at WCHL. Really foggy out there, 56 degrees, and everybody celebrating a big win last night. Carolina knocking off the number one team in the country, Michigan State, on the Spartans' home court. You know what Roy had to say?
It's a big-time freaking team.
Darn right they were last night, I'll tell you that much. Congratulations to Roy and the boys last night. What a great victory for Carolina. Carolina women also winning at home last night over Nebraska, another very good basketball team. So things are really nice today. After the fog clears away, you'll see that the sky is indeed Carolina blue. Well, time now for your traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail is in the heart of downtown Carrboro. think it's safe to say that things moving along a little slowly this morning because of the fog primarily. It is really hard to see out there in some spots. 15501 south between Manning and Drive and North Carolina 86. Very heavy delays this morning. Moderately slow on Highway 54 between 15501 and I-40. And otherwise, traffic moving along okay. But please allow yourself a little extra time to get where you're going this morning because it's really difficult to see out there. And just err on the side of caution. Time now for your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And the forecast is brought to you this morning by your friends at Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. They always serve the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Several different reasons for that. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. 56 degrees in Chapel Hill. Dense fog and advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Areas of thick fog early, depending on where you are, but most places it's foggy. Cloudy with a 20% chance of rain today. High today about 70 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, near steady temperatures, middle 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at another cloudy day with a high in the middle 70s. Without the fog, hopefully. Tomorrow night, cooler, cloudy, rain, mainly after midnight. Overnight low 45, and the chance of rain is 80% overnight. Then on Saturday, much cooler, rain, 80% chance of it, high about 48 degrees. Saturday night, cold with rain, low 35. And then on Sunday, a cold, rainy day, steady temperatures, mid-30s, still an 80% chance of rain. It won't begin to relent really until Tuesday night when it'll clear up. It's going to be really rainy for a few days here. That's not good. 7:50 at WCHL. It's Ron Stutz and Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now with the intellectual corner of the program. Hold on a second. Let me put on my intellectual toboggan here. Wayne, how you doing this morning?
I'm going to have you put on your correctional jawbreaker there, Ron.
Uh-oh. All right.
What was that? It won't begin to relent?
Begin to relent? Is that what I said?
Is that like the classic gradually plummet?
Something
or
like that.
Aaron Keck had a doozy the other day on the website, something about increasingly superficial.
Well, earlier today I was reading a news story and I forgot what it was, but I said also and two within like five words. within the same sentence. It was ridiculous.
You can never have too many alsos or too many.
All right, buddy.
Well, listen, this morning, word of the day, I'm going to go all mythological and poetical on you here. You ready?
Uh-oh, yeah.
The word of the day is Lamia, L-A-M-I-A. Simple little word that's got a lot of history and literature and all that good stuff behind it. Lamia, L-A-M-I-A. This is a noun, a mythical monster supposed to have the body of a woman and to prey on human beings. What is this, the Duke cheerleader squad here? My goodness. Lamia.
Just for the record, I didn't say that. That was Wayne Pond.
Of course you did. You inspired it, you rascal, you. Lamia, let's see, is it Keats or Shelley? One of those crazy Englishmen has a poem about the evil Lamia. Well, apropos of absolutely nothing, which is the way we do things around here.
Okay, it's a mythical creature with the body of a woman, and what was the second part?
The body of a woman that preys on human beings. Okay.
Okay.
That's bad enough that the animal kingdom would suffer, but you know, whoa, when we get to human beings, then we draw the line.
Oh boy.
All right. L-A-M-I-A, Lamia. There is your word of the day. Ron, go back to your 19th century British poets, steep yourself in some of that stuff, and you'll come out as incoherent as ever, okay?
I love that word. I've never heard that before.
All right, go check it out on GoodTube, okay?
You crack me up, buddy. All right, thank you, man.
You're quite welcome. Talk to you tomorrow. Be a good boy.
Have a great day. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? You'll have an opportunity next hour to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it correctly, define it correctly. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Good morning. It's 7:53. 97.9 FM and WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz along with Lauren Stafford. How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, yeah, you fall asleep over there.
I wasn't sure. That was my intro, if you had something else to say.
You kind of leaning against the wall, and I thought you just drifted off for a second.
Well,
it's
so comfortable with these squishy walls, you know, in the studio.
I know.
All the soundproofing.
Well, you know, it's they're padded walls.
Padded walls.
And usually you think of people who are a little bit crazy, you know, having padded walls. And
we've discussed it. That's appropriate. We discussed this, exactly.
Plus, they do have the added impact of being able to cushion you if you decide to just lean your head against the wall.
You know, a quick little...
And you can just drift off.
Rest your eyes. Not sleeping. Yeah. You're just resting your eyes, right?
I do it all the time.
Me too.
Well, what's happening today? You got a good one?
Yeah, I do. I have a smile of the day, which is Mae McClendon.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, we know it's going to be good.
We know. All right. A rookie police officer was out for his first ride in a cruiser with an experienced partner.
Mm-hmm.
A call came in telling them to disperse some people who are loitering.
Mm-hmm.
The officers drove to the street and observed a small crowd standing on a corner. The rookie rolled down his window and said, "Let's get off the corner, people." A few glances, but no one moved, so he barked again. "Let's get off that corner, now." Intimidated, the group of people began to leave, casting puzzled stares in his direction.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of his first official act, the young policeman turned to his partner and asked, "Well, how did I do?" "Pretty good," chuckled the vet, "especially since this is a bus stop."
They cleared out of there pretty well. Since it was a bus stop, yeah.
I'd be pretty confused as well.
Wouldn't expect that. Yeah, I'm thinking, what the heck are you talking about? I'm here doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm waiting for the bus.
Exactly.
Oh hey, listen, waiting on a Chapel Hill Transit bus.
That's right, exactly.
That's what I was doing.
That's right.
Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
Don't fall asleep.
I'll try.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Linda McDonough is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's the Executive Director of Just Right Academy.
Just Right Academy started because I have a child with mental illness, and I was unable to find a school for her. She went to Wright School in Durham, which is part of the North Carolina mental health system, and was very successful there, but then there was nothing in place for her when she came out. And that's true for a lot of kids. So a friend and I just thought we're going to do this, and we did. And there's been quite a demand from parents. We draw from 7 counties.
Now, why is Just Right Academy just right?
Because these kids, every place else they've been, they have been all wrong.
Wow, what a great answer.
We have an individualized program for kids that tries to reduce stress. We have about 10 teachers for 30 kids. We don't group by grade, but we work with them on their ability level. We incorporate a lot of movement, a lot of things to reduce stress, and we do direct teaching of social skills.
And Just Right Academy has a very special fundraising event coming up on Saturday from 1 to 4.
We have a silent auction and table raffle coming up. It is free admission, and we'll have all sorts of things that people all over the world have donated. It will be from 1 to 4 on Saturday, and we hope everybody will come.
Tell me where this money is going to go and what it's going to do.
Because of our student-teacher ratio, we tend to be on the expensive side, and we want to make it possible for children who are lower income to come here. And so it will go directly to help students with tuition assistance. About a third of our students receive some sort of tuition assistance, and we'd like to widen that if possible.
Linda McDonough has quite a background in teaching. In fact, her teaching career began 36 years ago.
I have been teaching since 1977. I was a Title I reading teacher in the western part of the state. I taught public school and private school, and I started the Augustine Project, which is an outreach of Holy Family Episcopal Church, and they provide 70 hours of reading instruction for tutors to volunteer to tutor low-income children with reading problems. Reading is my strongest part of my background.
Just Right Academy is at 3717 Murphy School Road in Durham, at Old North Carolina 10 to south of Hillsboro, near Chapel Hill, in the historic Murphy School Shared Visions Retreat Center. If you'd like to find out more, go to justrightacademy.org.
Thank you, Linda McDonough, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. 56 degrees, dense fog, and advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Really thick fog, hard to see out there, cloudy all day, 20% chance of rain. High today, about 70 degrees.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.
Punishing bitter cold.
I have four layers on, three hats.
The NSA's cell phone log.
The fact that the NSA is getting 5 billion records a day is just staggering.
Fast food workers serve up protests.
We got survivors!
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's like the dead of winter in the upper Midwest, deep snow and below.